Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Hey, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care, where we dive deep into the art of taking care of the self in ways that are as unique as you are. Today, we're going on a journey of self-discovery, a journey to truly know who you are and how that knowledge can transform your life. We're talking about something so foundational, yet often overlooked, the importance of knowing yourself. In a world that constantly pulls us in different directions, it's easy to lose sight of who we are at our core. So I felt like that this episode is highly needed, especially getting into the autumn months, getting closer to the new year. I feel like that this is a great foundation to kind of build on and go on so that we can find a sense of self-discovery together and also separate at the same time. So let me take you back to a time when I felt completely lost. You guys know that this is all about authenticity and realness, and so I'm not afraid to tell you things that have happened to me in the past, because I think that's important to know that you're not the only person going through something. So, like I said, let me take you back to a time when I felt completely lost. I was going through the motions of life, school, work, relationships, but none of it felt real to me. Like, I was chasing goals that weren't truly mine, and I was living a life that felt, well, empty, to be honest. And it wasn't until this time that I took a step back and started asking myself the hard questions, like, who am I really and what do I want out of life, that things began to change. I realized I was living by other people's expectations and not by my own. Discovering my true self wasn't just a turning point, it was the foundation on which I built a life that truly felt like mine. And that's what I want to do for you too. At this time, I know some of us, we hear things from people that we admire or look up to, whether it's a parent or friend or sibling or whatever, and we often mold ourselves to become almost the expectations that they want us to be. But sometimes we don't realize that by taking on their perception of us as our own, we're losing our own sense of self. And, you know, just speaking for myself, there was a time where I was going to school for business and to get my degree in business, because I knew when I was younger, I was just naturally good at it, right? And so I had people like my parents telling me, yeah, you gotta go to school for business. And I did. I went to school for business. I started the classes. They were so boring to me, and I just felt like a resistance, you know? When I stopped to actually question it, I knew deep down inside that I didn't want to go to school for business. I've always been a psychology girl, and I just wanted to work with the mind, you know? And it took me a few years, but I finally did choose to go for a major that felt good to me. And did I get pushback from the same people that was pushing me for business? Absolutely. And was it a little lonely? Absolutely. So much so that nobody besides my husband and my children showed up to my graduation. But that's okay. But it kind of was like this sense of needing to let go of the expectations or the perspectives that other people placed on me. And I had to look for my own. I had to identify what is it that I wanted, what is it that felt good to me. And that's the same thing that you have to do for yourself. So I believe that self-awareness is the foundation of self-care. You see, self-awareness isn't just about knowing your favorite color or what you like to eat. It's about understanding what makes you tick, what drives you, and what drains you. It's about knowing your values, your boundaries, and your dreams. And why is this crucial for self-care? Because when you truly know who you are, you can care for yourself in ways that genuinely nurture your mind, body, and soul. You stop doing what others expect of you and start doing what feels right for you. You see, knowing yourself is the first step to loving yourself. And loving yourself is the foundation of all self-care. So it's important for you to know you. It's important for you to get to know you. It's important for you to accept yourself. You know, a lot of people say accept yourself or express yourself, but if you don't know that self, then you're not doing none of that, right? It's crucial to know who you are. So let's get real for a second. How many of us are walking through life without a clear sense of who we are? We pick careers, relationships, and lifestyles that don't truly resonate with us. And then we wonder why we feel so unfulfilled. When you don't know who you are, you're like a ship without a compass, adrift and vulnerable to every wave and wind that comes your way. I once had a friend, right? And this friend, they seemed to have it all. An amazing job, a beautiful family, a big house. But she was deeply unhappy. She couldn't figure out why until she realized she was living a life that wasn't truly hers. She had followed a path laid out by her parents, her partner, society, but not by her own doing. You see, it wasn't until she started asking herself what she really wanted that things began to change. And she made some tough decisions. She left her job, she downsized her home, and she started a new career that aligned with her passions. Today, she's not just successful, but she's also fulfilled. You see, without knowing who you are, life is like a puzzle with missing pieces. You might complete it, but it never feels whole. Understanding who you are is something that's extremely important to me. Extremely important to me. And I feel like that I hold this level of importance with it because I have struggled in my life to really get to know that part of me. So I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like when you know yourself versus when you don't know yourself. I know what it feels like to, you know, live a fulfilled life and live an unfulfilled life. I'm one of those people now where I'm really into, you guys know I'm into like numerology, colorology, human design, astrology, all of the above. And my human design, I am ruled by my solar plexus, which means that things have to feel right for me to do it. If something feels right, then I will do it. And it's not just like basic intuition. It's a feeling that I can't explain. It's just a feeling in my gut that if I want to eat a certain thing, it's all about how I feel about it. If I'm in a place and I feel like it's time to go, I'm going to go because I have learned that my gut response, my solar plexus response, whatever you want to call it, I've learned that it never misses. It never misses. And it's always, you know, I'm always being guided to the right decisions. But there was a time where, regardless of how I was feeling, regardless of what my solar plexus was saying, regardless of what my gut was saying, I would still go against it out of fear of what other people may think about me, or out of fear out of what the societal norms were, or out of fear. Everything was all out of fear. I was operating from a place of fear. And a lot of people operate from a place of fear. That fear makes it so that you can't go out and do certain things that you dream about because you feel like it's impossible, or you feel like that what if someone's gonna think about you? You know, it's crippling. Fear is crippling, and we've definitely talked about that plenty of times. But it's not until you truly understand how crippling it is that you're able to come out of that, if that makes sense. So when you start talking about yourself, when you start getting to the aspect of who you are, it's going to be required for you to release anything that's outside of, you know, how you truly feel about yourself, your self-concept, self-realization, self-awareness. So the step to discover your true self is to reflect on your past. That's step one. Reflect on your past. Starting with the past, your experiences, both good and bad, have shaped who you are today. And reflecting on your past is like digging into a soil to understand what's been planted there. I would advise you to take some time to journal about the pivotal moments in your life. Those moments that made you feel something deep, whether it was joy, pain, or anything in between. Ask yourself, what did those moments teach you about yourself? You see, your past is the soil from which your true self grows. Dig deep to find the roots of who you are. Once upon a time ago, we all knew who we were. And the people around us, rather be parents, guardians, friends, teachers, anybody who had a little say about who we were when we were growing up, those people conditioned us to leave our roots and start bearing fruits from a tree that was not our own. So take that time out to really identify those moments. Being able to identify the things that are deep, whether it's joy, pain, or anything in between, allows you to see where you stand with certain things, to see what felt right at the time. Which really brings us to what I would say is step two, which is identifying your core values. So let's talk about values. Your values are the guiding principles that shape your decisions and your life. But here's the thing. Most of us never take the time to clearly identify what our core values are. I want you to think about what matters most to you. Is it honesty? Is it kindness? Is it freedom, creativity? Like, really take a moment to write down, type down, jot down your top five values. These are the non-negotiables in your life, the things that should guide every decision you make. I like to say that your values are the compass that points you towards your true north. If you follow them, then you find yourself. There's a saying that I heard before, and I feel like it was like, if you stand for nothing, you fall for everything. And I do believe that's true. I feel like that a lot of people don't understand what drives them. They don't understand what matters most to them. And it could be because what matters most to you was the thing that you was never given. What matters most to you is the thing that you were never allowed to, you know, act on and portray. But it's not about, you know, the people who told you you couldn't do something, or people told you you couldn't have something. It's not about that. It's about how you feel. This podcast, every time I come on here, is for you. It is not for you to bring the trauma with you. It is not for you to bring the opinions of other people. And I am a big advocate on addressing your traumas, especially in childhood, because let's just be real. If you're a millennial and you had a Gen Xer as a parent or even a boomer, you got some trauma to heal. Like, you really do. Because things are passed down in generations, and the boomer generation was not giving the love or adequacy they deserved. Therefore, they passed that to the Gen X generation, and that Gen X generation passed that to the millennials, and then the millennials over here making for some new changes, you know? But it's not a blame game, but it's a self-realization game. And so when you're here and you're learning different ways to, you know, and instill the self-care or look at things from a different perspective, I want you to show up as yourself. I want you to show up as you. I want you to, you know, leave everything else for like the 30 minutes that's on this podcast. Leave everything else and only bring yourself. Only see yourself. Only be yourself, so that you are getting the most realest and rawest information out there to make for a better you. Step three, I would say, would be to embrace your strengths and your weaknesses. So let's get real for a moment. Embracing your strengths is important, but so is embracing your weaknesses. You see, we often try to hide our flaws or pretend that they don't exist. But that only creates a false sense of self. See, I remember struggling with my own weaknesses, thinking they made me less worthy of a person. But the moment that I accepted them is the moment that I started seeing them as opportunities for growth. Embracing both your strengths and weaknesses is the only way to fully understand and love yourself. I like to say that to know yourself fully, you must embrace the light and the shadows. Only then can you see the complete picture. See, we're taught to believe to, you know, like, oh, if there's something wrong with you, then, you know, leave it there. Leave it over there. Don't bring it with you. But you have to realize that light and darkness, light and shadow works hand in hand. You are the best parts of yourself, just like you are the worst parts of yourself. Because together, they work. Together, you thrive. If you were not lazy, if you did not procrastinate, you would not know how wonderful it feels to get on your shit, to be productive. You would never even know how amazing and how capable you are doing that if you did not have that shadow side. Being selfish is the perfect balance of both. Being selfish with yourself, being selfish with your time, because selfishness has a negative connotation to it, right? But when you set boundaries and when you do things for yourself, is that really a bad thing? You see, it's the light and the shadow bouncing off of each other consistently. Accept all parts of yourself. You cannot become the best version of yourself without accepting all sides of yourself, because that best version of you knows your strengths, knows your weaknesses, knows when to let them come out, when to keep them at bay. It knows. And if you pretend that you are a love and light all day, every day type of person, you're lying to yourself. And I'm not saying that you should be negative, because I definitely believe that you are the author of your life. You are the author of your story. Whatever you will your life to be is what it will be. So if you want to live in a life of joy and peacefulness and fulfillment, then that is so possible. But you need the shadow to thrive. Just like you can't be all feminine and you can't be all masculine, it balances itself out. You know, they work hand in hand, the yin and the yang. Those things actually have meaning. And so since we're talking about becoming your best self, that brings us to step four. Step four is to visualize your best self. So now that you've done the work of discovering who you are, it's time to visualize who you want to become. So I want you to close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, come back to it later. If you're working, come back to it later. But close your eyes and picture your best self. Tell me, what do they look like? How do they move through the world? What are their habits? What is their mindset? What is their energy like? Can you see it? See, rather you can see it clearly or see it vividly or see it, you know, just a tad bit. Regardless, even if it's just a flash, that is what makes it real. Visualization isn't just dreaming. It's not just daydreaming. It's a very powerful tool that helps you set clear goals and align your actions with your aspirations. Your best self isn't a destination. It's a vision that guides your journey every single day. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes this could be a hard thing to do because I'll look at me and I'm like, what does my best self look like? What do they look like? Well, they look like this, that, and a third. How do they move through their world? I move through the world like this and that. What are my habits? I do this. What is my mindset? It's like that. What is my energy? It's this. And then after I open my eyes, I go and do the things that are complete opposite of that, which doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense, you see? And that's because the biggest thing to do after that is to adopt that belief, adopt those behaviors, adopt those habits. See, it's not enough for you to see who you are. It's enough to see it and then start to be it, right? Because you can see yourself as having anything, but if you just sit in a room in four corners and you do absolutely nothing, then you're going to get absolutely nothing and keep seeing yourself as having something, but in your reality life, having absolutely nothing. But it's important for you to get clear on who this person is. It's important for you to have an understanding of, do I take myself like seriously with the person I see myself as? What does it look like? I'll tell you that my best version of myself, just getting to what do they look like, she is fit. She is in the best shape of her absolute life. And if she's in the best shape of her life, that means that she's doing things to make sure she is in the best shape of her life. Rather, that means eating healthy. Rather, that means going to the gym certain amount of time a week. And it's not even like, oh yeah, I eat healthy and I go to the gym. What does she eat? She eats clean. She goes to the gym 3 to 5 days a week. That is what she does. How does she move through the world? Confidently, femininely. Embracing herself like a light. What are her habits? She has a bedtime routine. She has a morning routine. She makes sure that when she has something to do, it's completed 3 days before, a week before. What is her mindset? Ambitious, always motivated, excited, joyful, always looking for the best in life. How is her energy? High, extreme, extremely high. Has so much energy. And it's not just daydreaming. It's seeing who you are clearly. And then, like I said, once you see what your best version is doing, once you see how their mindset is, once you see how their habits are, once you see how they move through the world, once you see what they look like, then you adopt the habits of your best self. Like I said, your best self isn't a destination. It's a vision that guides your journey every single day. So here's the key, step 5. You don't become your best self by waiting for the future to happen. You start adopting the habits of that person right now. What does your best self do every day? Maybe they meditate. Maybe they exercise. Perhaps they read or they practice gratitude. So for example, if your best self is calm and centered, then start incorporating meditation or deep breathing exercises into your daily routine. If your best self, if they're healthy and fit, then make regular exercise and mindful eating a part of your life now. See, I know someone who always dreamed of being a successful entrepreneur. But instead of waiting for the right moment, they started waking up early every day to work in their business, even while juggling a full-time job. Now today, that side hustle has turned into a thriving company. Why? Because the habits of your best self are the seeds you plant today to grow into the person you're destined to be. Shall I say that again? The habits of your best self are the seeds you plant today to grow into the person that you're destined to be. Know who you are and start working towards that. If you know that you want to be one of the greatest physicians in the world, what would that make of you? What would that require you to do? Does it require you to know the ins and outs of medicine and not just the bare minimum? Will it require you to, you know, make sure that you get your work and your homework or whatever done on time? Will it require you to, you know, preach what you teach? And if you're teaching others to be healthy, are you being healthy yourself? What would that require you to be? What would that require you to do now? If you want to be a great musician, what would that require of you? Would that require of you actually spending a day making a new song or making a new beat or writing a verse? Or what would that, what does that person do now? What does that person do? And maybe it's not a job. Maybe it's just a look. Maybe you want to be just healthy, fit, want to have the best body you've ever had. What does that person do? Does that person get up every day at 4:30 and go to the gym? And if so, are you willing to do that now? Because you see, that person doesn't just appear. That person is designed and curated by the choices that you do now. The choices that you take, the actions that you make here in this present moment is where that person comes from, because of the small habits, big habits, or anything in between that you are doing right now is creating a place for you to become that person. Are you a calm person? Are you a refuge for others? What would that require of you? Does it require you to stay out of gossip? Does it require you to speak calmly? Does it require you to slow down? And if so, do it now. Work on that now. Become that now. Not later. Now. I say this often and I truly mean it. I've lived it to know that it's very true and it's very real. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. If you do not have a map of where it is that you want to be, who it is you want to become, you will end up exactly in the same predicament, the same place that you have always been. Everybody may not want to be a winner, and that's okay. Some people may want to be failures. Believe it or not, some people thrive on failing. Or they at least condition themselves to believe that that is all they can become. But if you are a person who knows that you are not meant to fail, you have a vision of yourself, you have a goal set for yourself, then you need to start taking things seriously. And when I say things seriously, I mean yourself. Take yourself seriously. Because you can't expect for other people to take you seriously if you don't even take yourself seriously. Show up for yourself first. And allow for everything else to fall into place. First. So how does all of this relate to self-care? You might be wondering. What does all this have to do with it? The truth is, knowing and becoming your best self is the ultimate act of self-care. It's about nurturing your mind, nurturing your body, and nurturing your soul to align with who you truly are. Self-care isn't just about treating yourself. It's about becoming yourself. When you know who you are and actively work on becoming that person, you're engaged in the deepest form of self-care possible. Self-care is more than pampering. It's the practice of becoming the person who deserves the life that you dream of. Always. So if you have never found a way to identify, I hope that you found it today. I hope that you take yourself more serious today than you ever have. I hope that you get clear about your goals. I hope that you are able to look at yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, socially, financially, and identify who you want to become, who your best self is in all of those departments. I hope that you're able to, you know, once you identify it, step into that light, step into that energy. Because you deserve it. Even if you don't believe it, you deserve it. So before we wrap up, I would like to recap on what we have covered today. We talked about the importance of knowing who you are, how to discover your true self, and the steps that you can take to start living as your best self today. Remember, this journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Every step you take toward knowing and becoming your best self is a step toward a life that truly feels like yours. I want to leave you with this affirmation. I know who I am. I love who I am. And I am becoming the best version of myself every day. I'm going to say it again. I know who I am. I love who I am. And I am becoming the best version of myself every day. I need you to repeat this to yourself whenever you need a reminder that you are on the right path. I need you to repeat this to yourself every day you wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror in the restroom. I need you to repeat this to yourself whenever you have a moment to speak to yourself, whenever you have that quick moment of meditation, rather it's walking meditation, or rather you're sitting down having that you time. I need you to repeat this to yourself constantly so you can remind yourself who you are, what you're becoming, and so that you know that you're on the right path. I know who I am, I love who I am, and I am becoming the best version of myself every day. Say it 7 times if you want. Say it 8 times if you want. Say it as many times as necessary for you to resonate with it deep in your being. I know who I am, I love who I am, and I am becoming the best version of myself every day. I know sometimes I get on here and I start yelling at y'all, but it's because I'm very passionate about you. I'm very passionate about on you taking yourself seriously. I'm very passionate about you making the change that's necessary for you to live the life that you deserve. And if you know that you deserve something great, there's no reason why you shouldn't be living a life of greatness. I was just talking to someone not too long ago, and I told them, like, there is absolutely no difference between the person you see yourself being and the person you are now. The only difference are the choices and the steps and the actions that you choose to make, take or not. Because you can choose to do absolutely nothing. You can choose to do the bare minimum, and you're going to have the same bare minimum opportunities, the same bare minimum life, the same bare minimum things that have always been there. Or you can choose to do something different. See, if you haven't been doing something different, take that chance, because you know what things look like when you stay the same. You already know what it is. You don't need to, you know, well, let me go ahead and take a demo and see what's going to happen. You already know because you're living it. So take a chance. Do something amazing for not anyone else, but for yourself. Okay? So don't forget to tune in next time, where we'll continue exploring the many facets of self-care and personal growth. Until then, make sure you keep shining and take care of yourself the Neo way. You are important. I love you, and I hope that you see yourself as the most magnificent person that I see yourself as. So I hope that you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. I appreciate your continued support, and I will catch you next time on Neo Self-Care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all, because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love, and remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you, stay Neo. See you next time.